Medina Spirit is set to run in the Preakness Stakes tomorrow, despite failing a drug test after his win at the run of for the Roses on May 1st. The second round of tests will determine whether he is disqualified as the Kentucky Derby winner, but until then, he's still eligible to race. And Joe Drape covers horse racing for the New York Times, and he's been helping us follow this story. And Joe, explain first why they can't get a second test result in time for the Preakness tomorrow. This is 2 weeks after the Derby.
Tanya, part of it is bureaucracy, and part of it is it takes time to get these samples to a lab. The sample was taken with the first one, but it is not retested until the trainer picks another lab for him to go. So, you know, hopefully the second sample will be back before the Belmont in 3 weeks, but right now he is not officially disqualified, so there's really nothing they can do.
Okay, so Churchill Downs suspended trainer Bob Baffert after the Derby. Baffert won't attend the Preakness in Baltimore, but he actually has two horses running in that race. How is that possible?
There is no legal grounds or rule grounds. The second sample has to be positive, then you're disqualified. Pimlico Racecourse, they decided not to fight it. They could have ruled him off like Churchill Downs did, but Baffert and his attorney said, we're going to take you to court if you do that. We're going to go for a temporary restraining order. Part of the problem here, Tanya, is horse racing has no central governing body. And so they kind of make it up as they go along. And they made the deal up here that, look, we're letting you run, but we're going to test you repeatedly. And if anything comes out squirrely, you can't run on Saturday. So where we are right now is they've done three rounds of testing, but two of those rounds came back and the result was negative. And we may know this afternoon what the final round is. So right okay. Now, Medina Spirit is in and we're kind of on pins and needles.
Well, as you mentioned, Baffert's attorney has been speaking out. Baffert has really been talking about this, and he blames cancel culture. He also seems to portray himself as a victim in all of this. What else is he saying?
He's changed his story several times. First, he said there was no way it was in there. Then he went to cancel culture, contamination, conspiracy. And then on Tuesday, he came out and said, oh, yeah, we did it. He was being treated for a fungal infection on his hind end, and we used a ointment on it, and it contained this corticosteroid, and we didn't know that. He's not coming to Baltimore, he says, because he doesn't want to be a distraction. But he hasn't been very transparent with his vet records or his explanations. And, you know, so I think he's sort of ducking the media at this point.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it, that in a sport that's struggling to come back after the pandemic, it's getting so much attention now, but for all the wrong reasons.
Well, that's sort of the history of horse racing, Tanya. You know, it is a sport that just needs to get its act together. There is a new federal bill that is going to unify this and put USADA, who does the Olympic testing, in charge. But, you know, I always wonder if it's too little too late.
That's Joe Drape. He covers horse racing for the New York Times. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.